Good morning, my friends. This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast coming to you this morning. And this is Pastor Albert Pendarvis inviting you to stay tuned for the next few minutes and hear another old-time gospel message here on the Trailblazer broadcast, where our late pastor, the Old Trailblazer, Pastor L.R. Shelton, brought the message for many years, was a pastor here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers. But now this is Pastor Albert Pendarvis picking up the reins from old Dan, as it were, of the mantle of the Lord, and carrying on the gospel message from God's Word. Yes, this is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Would you just pray for us here each day as the time goes forth, that we would stand true to God's Word? Would you ask the Lord for us? You who are regular listeners, would you just pray for us? Would you let us know if you'd write us? Our mailing address is Radio Missions,
Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785.
And if you'd like to help us with the cost of the broadcast, we'd be glad to hear from you. Our purpose today is to preach God's Word as it is to men as they are. I've mentioned that to you many times before. No matter where you hear this message, we're calling men and women to repentance. That's what the Lord has laid upon our hearts, to go forth preaching the gospel, calling men and women to repentance and faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. This is our subject for our message this morning. We've picked up from yesterday, repentance. We saw that man would not have repentance. Man don't want to repent. Man won't have repentance. They make fun of the doctrine of repentance. All of the shallow teaching that's going on in our Bible schools these days and our pulpits, a man have relegated the doctrine of repentance back to the background. He says, "Why should I repent? I've done nothing wrong." No, not seeing that he's a lost sinner or on the road to hell. My friend, if you're not saved today, if you've never repented, if you've never bowed your knee in submission to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're on the road to hell. I might as well be honest with you this morning. I don't come here to soothe your flesh, to tickle your flesh. I don't come here to make friends. No, the Lord has given me a commission to preach the gospel. And he tells me to be instant, in season, out of season, to reprove and to rebuke with all long suffering. My friend, my heart is tender towards you. I'm not mad with any of you. My heart is longs to see you saved. But I have to be true to your soul. There are some of you saying to yourself, "What is that old fool talking about?" My friend, I'm speaking to you about your eternal soul salvation. The most important thing that you possess in this life, it's not your bank account, it's not your long limousine cars or your place in the country with the lake and all those things. That's not the most important thing that you own. It's not your IRAs and your CDs in the bank. That's not the important thing in your life, my friend. The most important thing you have is your eternal soul. And I know that many of you have heard have not heard of a sinner repenting towards God. No, but our text that we spoke of tells us, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." When the Lord, by the Holy Spirit's power, opened the sinner's heart and his eyes to see his true condition before God, there comes repentance. There comes a taking of blame. You want me to use another word for repentance? Taking the blame, my friend. You have to take the blame. You're guilty. You're guilty of hating the Lord. You're guilty of putting our Lord to death. Did you know that you and I, that our sins put our Lord to death there on the tree, there on the cross of Calvary? Yes, in repentance, there comes to that heart and to that life an acknowledging that you're to blame for your sin. You're to blame for the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, you've not heard that, my friend. I know. You've never heard that before, many of you. Yes, you and I are guilty for the death of the Lord, for it was our sin, my sin, your sin, that he died for. He died to pay for your sin and for my sin. And that's why we are guilty of that death. That makes a new thought, doesn't it? That makes you think a little bit, doesn't it? And yet, the world is full of so-called Christians, so-called born-again folks, who know nothing of repentance. Now, my friend, this is why the Lord has laid these thoughts upon my heart. I know that we're breaking new ground here. That's what the Old Trailblazer did. He blazed a path to the hearts of sinners. Why? What good would it do for me to come here and say, "Well, as I heard someone say not long ago, well, now everybody we know is saved, and we all going to heaven, just going by different routes." But, my friend, that's a lie out of hell. My friend, folks are going to hell. Did you know that our Lord changes not? His word never changes. He said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's what God's word said. Do you think that all of that's been done away with? I tell you, no. Every soul who ever gets saved must repent. Now, that's one of the bill of exceptions in God's word. Except ye repent. Except ye become as a little child. Except you forsake your wicked way. Let me say again, the sinner who has been convinced of sin, who's been made to see that repentance is taking the blame, acknowledging that he's a sinner, and then, as it were, untying the hands of God, saying in essence, Lord, do what you will with me. Now, that's where repentance brings a poor soul to. He brings him to the place of submission. Repentance does. Brings the sinner to the place of submission. Lord, you do what you will with me. Have you ever repented, my friend? Are you getting on up in years now? Maybe white-headed, snow-white-headed, a little slow of step, maybe stoop-shouldered. Yes, you're coming down to the evening time of your life. I know, my friend. I have many who are in that condition. Have you ever repented of your sin? Are you just rebellious to the core this morning, thinking you're going to live a long, long time, and yet you have plenty of time to turn to the Lord? My friend, you don't have a long time to turn to the Lord. You may not live through this day. Maybe this makes you angry. Maybe it does. Maybe you won't have it. But I'm pleading for your soul, my friend. I could be out somewhere doing many things, my friend, but this is what the Lord has laid upon my heart. Don't go out into eternity without ever repenting, my friend. For if you do, the scripture says that you shall certainly perish. Don't reject the truth. You can't reject the Lord Jesus, because he's never held out to you to accept or reject. You can't accept Christ. You can't accept Jesus, my friend. But you can reject the truth, and many have. No, it's God's word. I know it's sometimes a strange doctrine to some of you. I know that. But it's always the way it is. When the truth is preached, Satan hates God's word. He hates God's messenger. And he'll do everything to get me to take the sharp edge off the message. That's what he does every day, every morning, every night. Satan is always there to intimidate God's messenger, to try and intimidate him. But some of you are headed for hell and damnation, and I'm throwing everything I have into your path, my friend, to try to stop you. My prayer is, day in and day out, Lord, open hearts to see that they are sinful before the Lord. Every sinner whom the Lord ever saves comes to see that he deserves to be cast into hell. Now, you may take issue with that, but that's true. And when that is revealed to his heart, no one has to tell the individual to repent. No. Then there comes that cry, Lord, be merciful to me, the sinner. He says, as the psalmist, my sins are ever before me, in Psalms 51:3. When we speak of the awakened sinner, many do not know what we're speaking of, but the Bible tells us, and we here at Radio Missions teach and preach, that man is a sinner. God's word says there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that seeketh after God. And we believe that before any man or woman will repent, he must be awakened to the fact that he's a sinner. Now, it's not hard to understand, my friend. Man doesn't see that he's lost. He doesn't want to even realize or think that he's alienated from God. No. But when his heart is open, he sees his true condition. Then he begins to cry to the Lord, Lord, open my heart. Lord, search my heart. No longer is he content to sit and to perish. No. He's no longer contented to sit and perish. Now, he sees himself sinking down to a devil's hell. Now, he begins to repent. Let me say here, no man can repent without the Holy Spirit opening his heart. The Lord now has set his love upon that sinner, and his cry is the cry of a new heart. The old trailblazer often made the statement, and I believe it's true, that no one can repent, no one can turn to God until they have a new heart. I know that it's only in the embryo stage, just as the fetus is there in the womb, but it's there. It has life. It has that new heart that can cry after the Lord. In that newly awakened soul, there is no rest. Day or night, he sees himself as a sinner in need of cleansing. He goes about mourning over his old sin. This is repenting, my friend. No, he's not running around all over the place trying to undo all the old sins in his life. No, he's pleading for the blood to cover his sin. He knows that carnal repentance, that confessing of his old sin to man, would do no good. My dear, that's no good. The awakened soul this morning, listening and hearing this broadcast, do you know anything about that which I'm speaking? Is this a foreign thing to you today? You say you're saved and you have never repented? Then I must tell you, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Have you ever seen your need of the Savior's love? Have you ever seen that rebellion must be broken in your life? All of this comes by the way of repentance, my friend. When the sinner is repenting, one thing happens that maybe that he's never taken place before, and that is a self-condemnation. No longer does he justify himself in his sin. You know, the sinner can justify. Did you know we find a way to justify everything? No longer does he think highly of his sin. No longer does he blame the other fella. Neither does he excuse sin in his life. The old natural man quickly justifies himself. Just as today, no one is to blame. They only blame someone else, just as Adam and Eve blamed the old serpent. But in repentance, you take all the blame. I don't believe you can cut too close, my friend, when you're speaking of what the Lord does in the sinner's heart. If there's any doubt of who it is to blame, you take the blame. Yes, and then you cry unto the Lord for forgiveness. Just so in the believer's life, how often do we walk out of God's will? But when he puts his finger upon our sin, we cry out, Lord, purge me with hyssop. Purge me with hyssop. Wash me, my Lord, in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let me sin against you. When true repentance comes, there's no more making excuses for sin. No, you're like the old song we used to sing. It's not my brother. It's not my sister. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Just stop blaming the other fella. Now, that's a good sign of repentance. When you see that in the heart, that's a good sign. Then where do you find the repentant sinner? No longer is he running after the world. No longer is his desire after the things of the flesh. Oh, no. When he's free from his work, when he's free from all his responsibility, we find him quietly searching God's word for some ray of hope for his soul. We find him thanking the Lord for mercy and for long-suffering, for keeping him out of hell. That's a repentant sinner, my friend. That's the sinner that the Lord died for. My friend, this message this morning has been a burden on my heart, knowing that there's not much being taught and preached today on the doctrine of repentance. But it's there. It's one of the great old doctrines of God's Word. And the Lord Jesus Christ was so plain in his preaching. He said, except ye repent. Except ye repent. Except you turn. Except you bow. Except you fall in confession of your sin unto the Lord. Not to me. Not to someone else. No. We don't need anyone to confess our sins to. We have a mediator, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. We can go to him any time, any day, to find forgiveness. So we come to him daily, Lord, forgive us. Just as the repentant sinner does before he's saved, he cries out to the Lord. Did you know the Lord's ear is not heavy that he cannot hear, and his arm is not short that he cannot save? I was looking at that verse this morning. What a gracious verse there in Isaiah chapter 59. Would you get it and read it? This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis bringing the message to a close, inviting you to tune in each day, Monday through Friday at this same time, to hear another old Trailblazer broadcast, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners.
And then remember the old Trailblazer's address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785, and my website, RadioMissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.